Well, praise God. Welcome, saints of the Most High God. This is Coach Shelby. I've got a word for you. Amen. And if you didn't get a chance to get on Facebook, yeah, I know what I just said, Coach for Christ page, and check that out concerning the garden of God, concerning being co-laborers with God, actually being God's garden as well. Then you need to go back and take a listen to that, because I believe that that is from the Lord and will answer a lot of questions you have. But today I want to pray, I say the prayer of Solomon, but you must understand that every word of God is the word of God. And it was the holy inspired word of God. So though he may have penned it through men, it is the Spirit of God that moved, that put this word together for us. So this is the prayer of God. And you'll hear often as it refers to David, and it's the time that Solomon, the son of David, brought the ark of the, or actually the ark to the temple of God, that he was built. But I want you to think about a couple of things, and I want you to understand. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In the old days, in the old covenant, it was a type and a shadow that we could see of that which was to come. But now you are the temple of God. And though God went into the Holy of Holies and the high priest once a year went in and not without blood to offer for the people where the law was and the mercy seat and all of those things I'm not going to teach on, that place is in the believer's heart now. And when I say heart, I speak of the spirit, that our spirit comes in contact with Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the living God. So as I pray for you today, liken yourself even to Israel, for you have been grafted in. Hallelujah. It was Paul, yet the Holy Spirit, that said, not all of those who are Israel are Israel. You see, Israel is a covenant by faith that you've been grafted in. And it is true that we are to bless Israel and Jerusalem. Yes, the Bible says that. But you need to understand that you are a resident of the kingdom of God if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, him crucified and risen from the dead. No different than Rahab the harlot who came in. And actually, if you want to go out and study the lineage of Abraham, you'd see some things that are contrary to what many people know. But I don't want to get there. I want to pray with you. And I want you to let this be personalized to you. And so as we go to the book of 1 Kings, and we're looking in chapter 8, we're going to start in verse 23. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and your mercy with your servants, with us, God. And I'm adding some commentary, guys, because you got to personalize the word of God. Mercy with us who walk before you with all of their hearts. You see, the key is that we desire to walk before God, but we don't even have the ability to walk before God. It is the surrendered man, the honest man before God that says, God, I can't, but I'm willing. I give you what I can't do, Lord God. Do what you will with this vessel under your hand or that's in your hand. I lay myself on your altar, Lord God. And in verse 27, it says, but will in God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, he didn't just dwell on the earth, guys. Behold, heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain you, O God. How much less this temple which I have built. This is Solomon talking about a physical temple. But God has built us as his temple. The Holy Spirit goes to and fro seeking someone to show himself strong on their behalf. Just someone that would ask for the Holy Ghost that's put their faith in Jesus Christ and him crucified, risen from the dead. He's a good father. And if earthly fathers that are wicked know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more will he give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So you should be saying right now, if your faith is indeed in Christ, and if it's not, get that settled. Put it in Christ and now invite Christ to sit upon your throne. And the very next thing that should take place is, Lord God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Because there's spirits all about us and all around us. And it's the Holy Spirit that separates from all other spirits. It's the Holy Spirit that is the Spirit of God that he requires for a time for you to walk in the ways of God. For you to be the temple of God. And the Word of God, no different than the Ark of the Covenant, that encased the Word of the living God. The Word of God is written on that man or that woman or that child's heart who believes and puts their trust and faith in Jesus Christ. And the power to walk it out by his Spirit. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How much less this temple which I have built. In other words, you can't contain God. You see, God's not in one place. If I make my bed in hell, David said, then I cannot escape you, God. And yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be open towards this temple, towards me, God. Open your eyes towards me. I'm in desperate need of you, night and day, toward the place which you said, my name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes towards this place. And may you hear the supplication of your servant, of your people Israel, when they pray towards this place, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you bear, forgive. And when anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear in heaven, O my God, and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing his way on his head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. And when your people Israel defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, I said, when we're defeated, God, when we got our tails between our legs, so to speak, and I'm not talking about in a godly manner, because we have sinned against you. We've refused to obey your word. You, and when they turn back to you and confess your name and pray and make supplication to you in this temple, in this house, in this earthen vessel, in this spirit, in this soul, in my surabakarabashat, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers. Bring us back, God, to the place you've called us. Bring us back to the position in our workplaces you called us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bring us back to obedience that we may be a vessel unto honor, Lord God, that we shall not be known, but we shall praise the name of Jesus. For if the name of Jesus shall be lifted up, Father, you promised that you would draw men unto yourself. And when the heavens are shut up, oh my God, and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, we have sinned, God. When we pray towards this place and confess your name and turn from our sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven, oh my God, and forgive the sin of your servant. Forgive my sin, Lord, your people Israel, that you may teach me the good way in which we should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. And when there's famine in the land, pestilence or blight or mildew, locust or grasshoppers. And when the enemy besieges us in the land of our cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people, God of Israel, when each one knows the plague of his heart and spreads out his hands towards this temple, oh Lord God, do we spread our hands, we lift our hands unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, oh God. We are, our steps are ordered by the Lord. They're directed by a righteous, holy, thrice holy God. Oh God, we thank you for the power of your spirit to make prayers towards your holy temple, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom is within us. We thank you, Lord God, that your throne, oh God, is welcome to be seated upon our heart. That you direct our every step, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I know that you hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and act and give to everyone according to his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of all your sons and the sons of men, Lord God, that we may fear you all the days that we live in the land which you gave to our fathers. And moreover, concerning a foreigner who is not of your people Israel, but has come from a far country for your name's sake. For, oh my God, have we not all been foreigners? Have we not been grafted in? Was it not your goodness, O God, who even stopped Israel for a season and blinded their eyes, that the Gentiles may be brought in and grafted into the olive tree? For they will hear of your great name and your strong hand and your outstretched arm. And when you come, Lord, and when he comes and prays towards your temple, here in heaven, your dwelling place, do according to all which the foreigner calls to you, that all people of the earth may know your name and fear you, and do your people Israel, and do as your people Israel, and that they may know that this temple which has been built is called by your name. And when your people go out to battle against their enemy, whenever you send them, and when they pray to the Lord toward the city which they have chosen, and the temple which has been built for your name, then hear in heaven their prayer, God. Hear our prayer in heaven, O God, and our supplication, and maintain our cause. And when we sin against you, for there's no one who does not sin, and you become angry with us, O God, and deliver us from the enemy, and take them captive to the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet when we come to ourselves in the land where we're carried captive and repent and make supplication to you in the land of those who took them captive, saying, who have sinned and done wrong? We have committed wickedness. We have sinned. We have done wrong in this nation, O God. God, we've allowed abortion. We've allowed same-sex marriage, God. We've allowed compromise in our schools, in our workplaces, in our homes. We have been taken captive in the very land that you gave us to preach the gospel. But God, we lift our hands and our face like a flint towards Jesus Christ to heaven. And we pray the God of deliverance, God. For God, when your people pray, you do deliver. For you are a good, holy, thrice holy God. You're the God of my salvation. You're the God of our victory, oh God. And you set the captive free, Lord God. And you put my steps back on the path that you called me to from the foundation of the world. Our desire is to bring glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And when we return to you with all of our heart and with all of our souls in the land of our enemies who led us away captive and pray to you towards the land which you have given to us and our fathers, the city which you have chosen, the temple which has been built for your name, then here in heaven, your dwelling place, our prayer and supplication and maintain our cause and forgive your people who sinned against you in all their transgressions. God Almighty Lord, in all of our transgressions, which we have sinned against you or transgressed against you, and grant us compassion before those who took us captive, that we may have compassion on them. For they are your people, we are your people, and your inheritance, whom you brought out of Egypt, out of an iron furnace, that our eyes may be opened, your eyes, O God, yours and our eyes, O God, according to thy scripture. Be open to the supplication of your servants, and the supplication of your people Israel to listen to them whenever they call to you. For you separated them from among all the peoples of the earth to be your inheritance. You have separated us, God. You called us from the foundation of the world to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And yet it was your faith that you gave us to put in Jesus Christ. And as you spoke by your servant Moses when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. Now I want to show you something. My brothers and sisters, I hope that touched you. I hope you realize, because many of you are saying, well, that's Israel. That's a different time, a different place. Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Nothing's changed. There's nothing new under the sun. It may be a different hour, but it's not much different for God. For he doesn't have a clock on the wall and says, well, that was thousands of years ago. No. No, it's the sin of man that's separating from God. And if you have any desire to serve God, in which I believe that you do, you're listening to this recording, then this prayer is the prayer that's made for you. Got to get your mind out of Egypt. Got to get your mind out of physically what happened there and put your mind into the things of the Spirit and where you stand right here in your home. Have you been taken captive in your home because you've sinned against God? I know there's times to where we have, but God's only a whisper away. And in that whisper, he will grant you his Holy Spirit of repentance, and he'll lead you out and put your feet right back on the solid rock that he's called you to. You are God's inheritance. I know this spoke to Israel, but let me show you the parallel in the book of Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. His Holy Spirit, hallelujah. The eyes of your understanding. Do you not remember the prayer we just made about the eyes? We said, God, open your eyes to our prayers. See us. And at the same time, we are the ones who need our eyes opened. We are the ones who need to see. And God says he'll do that. The eyes of your understanding, my brother and sister, your hearts being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of God's calling. And my Bible says his calling, but we know this is talking about God. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? You are God's inheritance. You are God's child if your faith is placed in Jesus Christ and what he's did at the cross and risen from the dead, exclusively in that work and that work alone, because it was a work that only God can do. There is no other. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. My God, you're God's inheritance. I don't care what you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you're headed. Today is the day of a resurrection injection. It's a time of changing places. It's a time of turnaround. It's a time to seek God. It's a time to get on path. It's a time to make sure that your faith is in Him and Him alone. And it's a time to cry out, for He's a good Father. And He said in His Word that if evil fathers know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. This is a time of asking. And when you ask, the work that I speak of here in the Word of God will begin to be put into play in your life. It will be done. It will be finished. The end from the beginning, because God is the author and finisher of that work. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That when we go to battle and we're taken captive because of our sin, God is only a whisper away. That when we get addicted and we get off track and we begin to lust and covetousness begins to creep in, God is only a whisper away, and He's quick and His mercy is great, and He's quick to forgive and He's quick to put you back on track. But we must cry out, and I don't care how you feel. I don't care what it, we're not moved by what we feel. We're moved by what we believe. Oh, praise God. I said, praise God. When your family's acting like knuckleheads, I said, God is only a whisper away. You are God's inheritance. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are a child of God. And if you're not, I believe you're listening for a reason. It's time to cry out. It's time to put your trust and faith in Him. I said, put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ and what He did at the cross, and say, God, fill me up. Burn out the root of bitterness. Burn out the root of fear, God. Burn out the root of sin in this world. Oh, God, give me the power, Lord God, that the sin nature may not rule in my life. For God, it is your power that does this work, that accomplishes such things in me. Oh, my God, do the work that only you can do in me, oh, God. God, I thank you for the trial that I'm in. I thank you for the struggle I'm in, because, God, you counted me worthy, Lord God, because your desire was to take me through it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise to the Lamb of God. Worship the Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, pour out upon your people right now. Oh God, let your Spirit pour upon your people. Let your people be touched, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be forever changed in the name of Jesus. Let them be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ from glory to glory. Oh God, do the work that only you can do, oh God. End of us, oh God. No more of us, God. Dead to ourselves, oh God, but alive unto you, God. Move in us, oh God. Oh, let your Spirit, oh God, lead, guide, teach, correct, direct, sift, shake, God, and conform in us into your image, Jesus. Oh God, that our names be not remembered, but the name of Jesus be lifted up. Oh, Father, we praise you. We worship you. We thank you for the mighty work that's being done. The same work that when Israel cried out, God, that we've been grafted in, God, as spiritual Israel, that we may cry out, God, and receive the same goodness. For God, you said you're not a respecter of persons, oh God. It is you who gave the desire to make this prayer. It is you, God, who's given us, oh God, everything that we have, the breath in our lungs, the sight in our eyes, the hearing in our ears. And, oh God, we're asking you to tune it up, God. For God, we've thrown some things, we've heaped some things on our paths, that you show us the straight and the narrow path, that we may walk circumspectly with the power of the Holy Spirit of God, because our faith and trust is in Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. And I bless that one listening right now. Let your Spirit come upon him. Let your Spirit come upon her in Jesus' name. Now just drink, just drink, just taste and see that God is good. Just receive it, brother and sister. Receive, and it's not an it, it's a person. His name is Jesus Christ. I said the well is primed, and let the Spirit of God pour out upon you. For he's here for you, for this an hour. You are his inheritance. Remember it. And as I push stop on this recording, your job is to continue worshiping your God and praising him and fellowshipping with him, for he desires such. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.